各位网上听众，你哋好，我系袁大明，好高兴咧今日又能够同大家一起探讨一啲香港近日发生嘅事情，或者正在困扰香港嘅问题。我哋香港出路网上电台嘅节目嘅目的咧，就希望为香港寻找一条出路，能够真真正正解决香港面对嘅问题。咁我哋唔系希望咧，只系同大家一起大肆批评下政府、某机构或者某人对某事处理得不当，大家发泄一番就算。我哋希望咧系能够深入啲讨论问题嘅根源啦，了解问题嘅来龙去脉，咁提出一啲具体性嘅解决方法，同埋建议我哋每一个人喺对呢个问题咧，其实可以做到啲咩嘢咧咁。譬如简单嚟讲，如果你系特首或者你嗰位负责人喺当时嘅处境之下，你会点样处理嗰件事？好啦，咁我哋上一个星期咧，我哋都开始讲讲及关于最近吓世界各地嗰个油价嗰个飙升，系导致好多嘅地方啲人咧就系骚动啦，系咪或者有啲抗议嘅行为啦，要求咧系政府咧就系做一啲嘢嘅。咁我哋当时都提及咧，其实咧嗰个石油嗰个短缺嘅问题咧，系唔系而家先至知嘅？其实由好多年前大家都知噶啦。咁但系始终咧，我哋一向咧都冇做任何嘅具体嘅改变咧，系希望咧可以能够将呢个问题咧系处理得到嘅。咁好啦，而家水浸眼眉啦，咁啊大家住嘈咁样。咁其实你话点咧？作为一个政府有啲咩做得咧？佢可以继续嚟到津贴我哋嗰个能源嘅价钱，但系到头来咧。那個問題一樣嘅喎，係唔會解決得到嘅喎。咁好啦，咁我哋最後我哋咪大家講下咧。咁即係除咗我哋所認識嘅嚇，用一啲再生嘅能源嘅方法啊，譬如用風力發電啊、水力發電啊，或者嗰個海洋嘅水流啊、個潮水嘅運用啊，甚至乎有啲人咧用地心嘅熱力咧，係可以咧去不斷咧係攞多啲其他途徑嘅能源嘅。咁但其實呢，我哋就諗下啦，我哋好多人都可能都會想過下啦，即係到底有冇外星嘅更加好嘅科技呢？如果外星人真係存在嘅話呢，如果佢能夠嚟到地球嚟到探訪我哋呢，相信佢哋嘅科技呢係一定係即係好超越我哋地球嘅咁。咁我好多年嚟呢對呢個外星人呢都一直都好好奇嘅，我相信大家都會有嘅。咁但呢好可惜咧，我自己從來咧未有真真正正咧係有機會咧係睇到一個飛碟或者有啲類似係所謂外星人嘅景象俾我睇到嘅。咁但我最近咧喺有一次咧喺香港一個展覽會裏面，咁遇到一班澳洲嚟嘅參展商。咁其中原來有一位澳洲人士咧，佢對外星人呢方面係好熟嘅。咁佢話佢經常都見得到嘅咁。咁佢話呢，佢認識有一位朋友呢喺 Sydney 呢就直情呢有一個好得意嘅經驗嘅咁。咁我話係咩咁。咁我其實呢我都經常落去澳洲嘅，因為我啲有親戚啊、妹妹啊住喺 Melbourne 嘅咁。咁我不如咁啦，我落嚟呢就去拜訪嗰個人啦咁樣。咁起碼嗰個人係對我嚟講係第一個真真正正嘅接觸過外星人嘅咁。咁好啦，咁我就直情呢就由 Melbourne 呢就飛去 Sydney。就直情去找那個人的。咁原來這個人呢都成70幾歲的人，一個都比較高高瘦瘦 的澳洲人來的。咁原來他呢是很多年前呢曾經呢就是即是放棄了自己 的政績呢，就揸車呢就去 Perth 的，就是澳洲的西部的。咁他沿途呢就認識一些人呢，認識一位人呢就話呢就不如我哋去到嗰度呢一齊做一啲生意啦咁樣，係幫嗰啲人呢係即係做一啲修理嗰啲屋企嗰啲工序嘅咁。咁佢自己一個人呢係即係好即係嗰個手工好好嘅，咁佢就幫佢做嘢。但去到之後呢發現呢一直都冇乜嘢發生到嘅。咁跟住冇幾耐呢有班警察呢就入門呢上門去搵佢啦咁。咁佢當時呢已經係幫人做嗰啲酒吧㗎，即係嗰啲屋企啲酒吧嘅。咁嗰個警察上門咧就揾佢咧，就控告佢咧係做啲違犯法嘅事。咁又做啲咩咧？原來佢個朋友咧係專門咧就喺其他地方咧偷咗啲名牌車，譬如Mercedes-Benz 啊咁樣，將嗰啲人啲零件咧拆咗出嚟咧，就運去地方咧去賣嘅咁。 咁佢當然佢完全對呢件事唔知啦，咁但當地嘅 Perth 嘅警察咧就捉到佢坐咗監嘅，咁喺監獄咁等嘅，等定聆訊嘅。咁佢自己帶咗個心愛嘅狗，咁點算好咧？佢只狗又喺度，咁自己入咗間房嗰度咁樣，咁佢就委託咗一個獸醫嘅朋友咧，啊睇住只狗先啦，我希望咧我好快出到監咧可以照顧到佢嘅。咁喺監獄裏面咧，佢好得意咧，佢遇到一個人咧。嗰、那個人咧就同佢講咧，佢話你唔使太過擔心噶啦，我會呢個問題我哋會幫你解決噶啦咁。咁點樣解決咧？佢都唔知嘅咁。咁但冇幾耐咧，咁就佢要輪到佢即係聆訊啦，要審訊佢啦咁。咁去到審訊嗰度咧，嗰、那個法官咧就話咧都認為佢咧都唔可以釋放佢嘅，因為咧驚住佢一個同謀，當佢一個同謀啦嚇。咁如果放咗佢之後咧，咁好可能咧將來捉翻佢捉唔到嘅。咁所以變咗咧，佢又等翻落嗰個拘留所嗰度啦，咁佢覺得即係好痛苦啦，即係狗又喺度，然後唔知點咁樣樣，咁佢於是又遇翻呢個咁嘅人咯，咁佢哋唔使擔心噶啦，好快會有人幫你即係幫你出去噶啦咁，咁果然冇幾耐咧，就有一位律師咧，咁走嚟咧就係、是、即係幫佢俾咗啲嗰啲叫做嗰啲咩俾咗啲錢啦，咁咧就等佢放佢可以外釋咁樣啦，咁佢出去之後咧，呢、這個人咧就帶佢一個地方，咁呢個地方咧，佢哋就入面咧見到有啲三，佢即係金字塔形嗰啲咁嘅嗰個結構物嘅，咁佢哋話俾你聽咧，其實咧佢哋係外星人嚟嘅，佢話嚇咩意思啊？佢係外星人嚟嘅，咁佢因為佢對外星人完全係冇任何嘅接觸，冇任何嘅認識，又從來冇話對外星人咧呢個問題咧去探討過嘅。咁於是咧，呢家人咧就帶佢出去咧，係個後花園嗰度咧，就直情咧就召集嗰啲外星嗰、那個飛碟咧，不明來，即係所謂叫做太空嘅飛碟咧，就俾佢睇到嘅咁。咁佢見到呢樣嘢之後咧，佢就覺得哇，真係喎，真係原來係佢係即係自己親身睇到呢樣嘢嘅。咁冇幾耐咧，咁救佢出嚟嗰個人咧，就帶佢去一個地方咧，就嗰原來一個賭博地方嚟嘅，政府嘅賭博地方嚟嘅。咁佢入咗之後咧，佢就叫佢咧係買邊一場馬，用幾多錢去買咁樣。咁佢於是乎佢走入去之後咧，就抌咗筆錢咧，就買到嗰場馬咧。結果咧嗰場馬咧就跑贏咗咧，而佢嗰個錢咧就啱啱咧佢需要付俾嗰個警察局嘅贖金嘅差唔多嘅銀碼嚟嘅。好啦，咁呢個經驗咧係令到佢咧就認識咗呢班即係所謂外星人啦。咁佢亦都教咗佢咧，就點樣去咧，係召集。如果你需要見到啲外星嘅飛碟嘅時候咧，佢俾一種特別嘅石頭咧，佢揸住個石頭咧，係念念有詞咧，就同上天、同外星人召喚佢哋咧，咁外星人就會出現噶啦咁。咁好啦，咁佢跟住咧，佢就自己咧，即係佢自己半信半疑啦。咁但呢個經驗咧係一個不可思議嘅經驗。咁冇幾耐咧，佢就飛翻去悉尼啦。咁去到嗰個時候咧，佢就企圖講俾人哋聽咧，佢嗰邊啲朋友聽咧呢個經驗啦，咁人當然唔信啦，咁不如咁啦，嗱你試下俾我睇啦咁，咁於是乎咧，佢就攞到呢嚿佢個石頭咧特別嘅石啦，咁就喺後院嗰度咧就開始咧係召喚嗰啲飛碟落嚟嘅，咁於是乎咧，當時咧佢個家人咧真係親身睇到啦，而當時咧係悉尼嘅報紙咧都有記錄呢件事嘅，嗱咁佢同我講咧，佢嗰嚿石咧係咁多年嚟咧佢有次都唔小心唔見咗嘅咁。咁仲有咧，佢話咧嗰個報章嗰件事，嗰啲文嗰、那個報道咧，其實佢有收集嘅，佢有機會咧可以俾翻我咁樣。咁呢個就係我嘅經驗嚇。我走咗去咗悉尼嘅時候咧，咁就真係遇到一個人咧。我聽佢所講佢、那個，即係佢講嗰個談吐，即係唔覺得佢需要呃我啦，係咪？有乜好處咧嚇？咁呢個就係我最近去悉尼嗰個經驗嚟噶啦。好啦，咁我哋今晚嘅有兩位嘉賓啦，咁其中一位咧係Neil Gore啦。同埋Moon 方，咁 Neil Gore 咧係一位係南非出世嘅英國人嚟嘅。咁佢細個嗰時候咧，原來咧係有呢、這個即係接觸到嘅外星人嘅經驗。嗰時佢大概好似九歲十一歲咁樣嘅。咁但係佢除此之外咧，佢一直以嚟咧都係同外星人咧係有深切嘅接觸嘅。咁而好多信息咧都由外星人嗰度咧係講俾佢聽嘅。咁佢呢個就係佢喺即係佢細個嘅經驗啦。咁佢大個之後咧就去咗英國生活一段時間咧。咁最後咧就翻嚟香港。咁所以一直喺香港咧，佢香港居住、香港生活嘅。咁佢最近亦都寫咗本書咧，係關於呢方面嘅經驗嘅。好啦，咁 Moon 方咧就是、香港嘅飛碟會嘅 主席啦，嗰、那個就一直咧就搞咗好多嘅。咁我亦都一向咧喺呢方面嘅資料咧，佢有好多啲嘅嘅座談會啊，有關嗰個外星人或者其他嘅科技嘅嘅講座咧，我都一直都有參加嘅。咁因為咧，Mr. Neil 哥咧係一位外籍人士啦，咁變咗咧佢就佢廣東話就唔流利都可以同我哋做節目嘅。咁Moon 咧就會幫我哋就即時做翻譯咁樣。咁我會試圖咧係盡量咧就係即係講一講咁樣。或者大家都聽下佢啦，佢當時佢係佢當時嘅外星人接觸嘅經驗係點樣樣啦。Okay, Neil. First of all, you know, I need you to relate to us.Your actual experience when you were a child, and what was your contact? You know, what happened at that time?
Okay. First of all, thank you for having me on the program. I apologize for my way I'm talking, but I've just had a cold. Fortunately, I've recovered. If I had to relate back to my first experience, I always call this my first experience at 9 years old, but it wasn't really the first.
Not really the first?佢第一次接觸到外星人咧就九歲，但係其實嗰次都唔係第一次嚟㗎啦。
It's the first one that had any major dramatic meaning because I have full recall.
只不過嗰一次咧係一個較為重要一次，因為佢係完全清醒，記得曬成件事
嘅。For many many years as a child, up to even till today, at times I suffered terrible irrational fear.
佢由細個都係好莫名嘅，唔知點解就好唔理性咁，就係有好多嘅恐懼。
So as a child, it was very, very difficult to be alone in a room.
一個細路仔咧，作為一個細路仔，唔知點解就係好難一個人喺一個房裏邊嘅。
Especially at night.
尤其是夜晚。
And this particular night, I was in bed, and I just estimate around maybe 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
呢晚咧，我喺牀上，我估係一兩三點咁啦。
Suddenly I woke up and I was not afraid at all.
突然間我瞓醒，完全唔驚喎。
And I looked to my right hand side and standing against the wall was this being in my room dressed in a robe, very, very small, maybe 4.5 feet tall.
咁我擘大眼見到牆上面咧，啱啱係企住一個個子好細，四尺，穿著好似睡袍咁樣嘅人，唔知係咪人呢
？Wearing a brown robe，
啡色嘅袍。
I could not tell if it was male or female, but the feeling was very, very female。
其實睇唔到佢係男性定女性，不過感覺上係女性。
And a very soft face, obviously not human。
同埋塊面睇嚟係好朦好遠，但係好明顯唔係人啊。
The being made me feel extremely relaxed and began communicating with me with his mind.
佢令到我好放松好松弛咁样样，开始咧我哋有呢个心灵感应啦。
And what the being actually did, in a telepathic way, it downloaded information into my mind.
咁咧，佢开始系一个好超感官嘅方式啦，系 download 咗，即系大量咁输送咗好多嘅信息喺我个脑里边。
In order to do that, it had to interfere with the natural inhibitors in the brain.
如果要咁样做咧，喺人嘅脑里边咁快速摆咁大量嘅资讯咧，其实佢喺我脑度要做一样嘢嘅，就系、是、要将我脑里边筛选资讯嗰个压抑嘅系统咧系抽走。
An inhibitor is something that blocks out noise when you're talking to somebody, so you don't listen to 100 things at once. You're focusing on one thing.
就好似你而家聽緊電台咁啦，你周圍嘅聲音你係聽唔到，因為你係過濾咗，只係想聽你想聽嘅嘢。
And it downloaded information in the form of symbols, extreme amount of knowledge. And what this in effect does, it upgrades you mentally, it upgrades your mental software. And this happens to a lot of children who maybe have no memory of having this kind of experience.
咁其實喺度做緊乜嘢咧？佢係有好大量嘅圖畫符號係download 喺我個腦裏邊。咁呢啲睇嚟咧，好似係一啲咧思想上嘅一啲腦裏邊一個軟件，一個軟件一個軟件咁 download 落個腦裏。而好多細路仔可能都係有經過呢一啲經驗，但係就唔會好清楚講得出嚟都唔定。
So therefore, there are kids who today are called ADHD.Suffer from attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity.
咁有好多呢啲細路仔而家咧，咪話被判定係過度活躍症嘅。 咁可以講有部分呢亦係因為有一啲外星人嘅事件呢令到佢變成 ADHD 嘅，咁中文呢就係過度活躍注意力缺乏嘅一個症狀。
The children are very, very intelligent, but they don't sit still. They're completely hyperactive. They distract everybody. They class there's something wrong with them, but they're actually very bored.
佢哋其實係極度聰明嘅，但係咧好多時我哋喺學校教嗰啲嘢對佢嚟講係極之悶嘅，咁所以佢就成日都去捣蛋啦。
So instead of necessarily drugging every single child that you find with ADHD, perhaps one should consider that some of them maybe need nothing more.Than to be stimulated mentally.
所以咧，與其咧一啲有學習有問題嘅小朋友咧，你與其夾硬要佢再讀啲，或者要佢正常化，可能你需要做嘅嘢就只係更加刺激佢，更加俾多啲得意嘅嘢去刺激佢。
So after the being had finished downloading, it made me more relaxed, and I went into a more of a daze-like state, and I closed my eyes.
咁啊，喺佢 download 曬所有嘅資訊俾我個腦之後咧，我去到一個好模糊、好放鬆嘅狀態。
And when I opened my eyes, the being was now standing by the door, and I was feeling so relaxed, and it emitted such a warm, loving feeling, very, very strong feeling.
咁到嗰陣時咧，佢已經企喺個門嗰度啦，唔喺縫牆。佢話我感覺到好好温暖，好豐富嘅感覺。
And that was really, this is why I call this my first experience, because whilst there were several others before, and of course since, this is the one that they left me with the full memory.
So I call this my first experience, because whilst there were several others before, and of course since, this is the one that they left me with the full memory.
So that was it.
Okay, now,
Well,
you
know,Since then, you probably make a number of contacts. Now we're facing with the energy crisis. You know, I mean, the assumption is that you know if ET technology, ET existed, and that technology will probably offer us some kind of answer to our energy crisis. In this area, have you have any chance opportunity to explore or
yes
咁袁醫生頭先講到講起燃油啊能源問題咧，地球咧就當然好短缺，而且將佢政治化到咧就係、是、搞出好大嘅問題啦。咁我哋收到好多個外星信息咧，其實就講能源咧，其實喺空氣中周圍都有，係取之不竭，甚至唔需要有價錢，係因為平到攞唔盡咁多。喺外星嘅世界咧，係根本唔係一個問題嚟噶。咁而我哋搞到去呢個位係點解搞成咁呢？我哋即管可以聽一下一啲外星世界或者外邊嗰啲外星人嘅世界點樣處理呢個能源嘅問題。咁我哋想問翻阿 Neil。
Well, Dr. Yun, first
about,
of all,
about other alien world, how do they deal with the energy problem too?
Let me explain. First of all, I'm very, very happy that you bring this subject up because it's very refreshing for me to hear you talk about this.
非常高興你將呢個問題提出嚟。
This, of course, is probably the most critical point that we have to really discuss today.
呢個甚至係今時今日我哋係最需要討論嘅問題嚟嘅。
Part of my experience of 9 years old with extraterrestrial, with this download, was preparing me for the way ahead throughout my life. I can't tell it to all now. You could read it in my book eventually.
我九歲呢一個經驗咧，其中一個一個原因點解要經歷一啲咁嘅嘢咧，就係到今時今日咧，我係嗰啲資訊我係可以用得翻出嚟而家嘅處境嘅。
For you to have asked me that question can only mean that you're just not conscious of the fact that you are under also some kind of covenant or influence of extraterrestrial consciousness.
我啲問題咁提得出嚟咧，阿 Mr. Neil 都感覺到咧，其實咧我哋都可能咧係有另外一個境界嘅即影響我，點解會問嘅？咁我自己其實咧，將來有機會都同大家分享一下啦。其實十年前咧，我有呢個咁樣嘅感覺嘅接觸係好得意嘅。咁同阿 Mr. Neil 咧頭先所講九歲接觸咧，其實都好相似嘅。 it actually, you know, I did have this sort of experience about 10 years ago. You know, it's kind of a feeling. You can't, it's something you cannot intellectualize.
I can see.
It's a feeling of euphoria. And ever since that time, I always felt I've been guided.
That is my
that
point.
That is the feeling. Yes. You know, I mean, I always feel that things are not coincidental.
This
and
is
there,
what I
there
think
is something, yeah. And that I've been feeling that way for the past 10 years.
Because your question is a passionate question.
袁醫生剛才說其實雖然他沒有很像阿Neil那樣正正式式講到一個接觸的故事出來但是一路由很小九歲這麼上下開始十年前左右就開始有這樣的感覺是一路是有一些東西是引領著他走一條路
It is a subject where we have lost many a good friend. Many people have been killed by the shadow government of America for trying to discuss and bring up this subject.
甚至是有很多人是被謀殺，被壓抑住他們的發明。
The energy situation today is the result of something called a media truth embargo.
現在這個問題有一部分的原因就是在傳媒的資訊上是有落閘的。 關於自由能源的東西是不出到大眾傳媒的。
It is the very reason why UFOs are denied, the existence are denied by all the governments for this reason.
自由能源是一個,UFO資訊也是一個,其中一樣。
If the governments were to say yes, straight out, UFOs do exist, then it means people will say, well, how do they fly?
因為如果他們被外星人資訊正式出主流傳媒的話，那接著人就會問，那些飛碟怎麼飛的，用什麼能源的？
They don't have an exhaust pipe.
他們沒有這個噴氣喉。
And they don't stop for petrol.
他又不用加油。
They are obviously using a special technology, an advanced propulsion system.
很明顯，他們用一些很先進的推進系統。
So the energy crisis and UFOs, as you can now see, are absolutely related. The fact of the matter is, and we can go back to 1905, 1910 with Nikola Tesla. He was a scientist in America who actually had developed something called zero-point energy. Zero-point energy is free energy which is tapped from the quantum vacuum of space.
這個故事可以說回世紀初1905至1910年代那個年代有一位匈牙利籍移居美國的科學家 Nikola Tesla 其實當年他已經發明了這個自由能源，他當時是叫做 Zero Point Energy 零點的能源的意思就是說他可以在宇宙理論上一個物理宇宙裡面真空的位置應該沒有東西output到的 就可以output到能源出來
So Nikola Tesla not only could do this, he could also broadcast electricity by bouncing it off the ionosphere.
和這種能源它的傳遞很省氣，將它彈上去電離層，就不知怎樣很遠就彈回來，那你就接收到那些能源，不用用電線，不用用喉。
He was very famous for having built those huge towers with the big coils on top.
他就出名在建這些很大的轉發站。
And in no time, the military intelligence services destroyed them.
快到很快就被這些情報局的人員就將它弄爛了。This
advancement got in the way of those great elites, you know, Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan.
當然這些發明就是阻礙拿能源去收錢的那些大商家、大銀行家。There
are even pictures today of a farmer in America from many, many years ago who was running his whole farm by pushing two sticks into the ground and drawing the power out of the quantum vacuum of space that way.
What's that?
In America.
Okay. 在美國是有一個農夫，他可能真的用到這些免費自由能源，他是用，你看到他是用兩支 兩支棍還是兩支竹插進去那個農場裡面，就是可以拿之不竭這麼多的能源去溫它整個的農場。
In the 1930s, they already had a car that could run on hydrogen and oxygen, which is water.
在1930年已經是有水發動能源的汽車出現了。
by using electrolysis, the spark, they would split the hydrogen atoms from the oxygen atoms, and they were able to combust the hydrogen.
就是將水裡面的碳分子抽離開氧分子， 這些氢氣啊, hydrogen呢, 就可以用來做燃料了。
But in no time at all these things were bought up and using funds to hide these inventions.
一就他們的發明是被人用錢買起之後就放在櫃桶底重錢就不能見光了。
And the reason is to protect the oil industry today.
目的呢,
this is the core of it.
很簡單, 就是要保護現在的, 石油工業。
So there you see the reason why we do have the technology. We have magnetic motors, we have all sorts of stuff. The military have hidden away the zero point energy. They use it on their own military base in Diego Garcia.
Is it place?
Yeah.
其實呢在政府幕後呢他們是有用到這些被禁制了的能源方法的例如這些零點能源 zero point energy 以及某一些很先進的利用電磁場來做的能源方法呢他們全部自己有用到的。
So this technology still exists.
It exists.
And being kept by certain medical industrial complex.
Correct.
So it's there.
It's there. And they use it in their bases. All the underground bases in the States are powered by free energy.
剛才我就Neil曾經提及啦，其實這些科技其實有的，只不過在某一些部門呢， 這部門又和我們一般了解的部門，軍事基地，其實是用的，是用得到的，是有的，是存在的。So now that we are facing the oil crisis, you know, I mean, is it time to come out?
Is it time?
現在的能源已經變成這樣了，那是不是時候出現呢？ 是要走出來的呢？ 還是還要等多久呢？ How long do we still have to wait?
The people who have their interests in this oil, I mean, they go to war for oil, Iraq.
Right.
So, oh, we've got nuclear bombs in Iraq. We must go in nuclear power, nuclear mm-hmm. this, nuclear mm-hmm. that. We must go in and bomb them. They went in for the oil. They want to keep the oil. They're making millions and millions and millions and trillions of dollars out of oil. These people are greedy. These people are sick. They've actually stifled our evolution for the last 60 years. They've kept us in the dark. We are slaves to them. We are slaves to this energy system, which is oil.
這些這麼先進和這麼平價的能源方法，是一直由這幾十年來最少就是被禁制住、隱瞞住或者被買起、收起。現在其實真的很夠鐘要將它拿出來。Even
the academics in the universities are government funded. They can't even talk out of the box. They have to stick to their syllabus.
即使是大學學府裏面的學術界，其實都怕，都不敢將這些東西拿出來研究或者講它出來，因為他們的研究基金、資金都是由政府那裡出的。You
get sick, you've got to pay for very expensive drugs. You know, there's no love in America. You get sick, you die. If you don't have money, you die. You know, you have to buy expensive drugs. It's all part of this military complex.
這個整個問題你要看到，在我醫療西醫的醫療工業你要看到的，即是在今時今日在美國，如果你有病，你唯一一樣東西的途徑就是買一些很昂貴的西藥的，那要看到這個所謂的醫療危機。好了，或者我們先休息一兩分鐘，我們遲些會繼續的。So we take a short break first.